Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Welcome from Team Melly. This is Debbie. Colleen and Tammy are here with me today. We're going to do our small group study on Revelation chapter 10. You guys ready for this? It's very exciting.
Ready.
Very
Let's
exciting.
go.
Let's do it. We're going to have fun today. All right, let me see if I can figure out what the button is to share the screen. Here we go. Have to retrain me all the time. Okay, this is it. We're working on a study guide, you guys, so that this will help you in a small group session, so you guys can do the iron sharpeneth iron type of thing, where you are learning from each other. And so we're working on this. We're about at this point halfway through. So if you haven't seen them all, they're over on freedomforce.live. You go to the study guide section. You can also search them over on the Rumble channel from freedomforce.live. All right, so here it is. This is Revelation chapter 10. And so Debbie had an idea. She wanted us to read a portion of Revelation 10 before we even get started. So let's do that first thing. Let me make sure you're out of the way. How's that sound? Can you see the words, Deb?
Got it.
All right, let's do it.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face was as were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And you want to keep going? The seven thunders had uttered their voices. I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." And then the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that in are, and the earth and the things therein are, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, and as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, "Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth." And then I went unto the angel and said unto him, "Give me the little book." And he said unto me, "Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, and it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. But as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, "Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings."
And let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for your word, your holy word. You wrote this down for us 2,000 years ago so that we would be able to open it right now and understand what is going on in this passage and what you're trying to reveal to us. Thank you for this great revelation that you are revealing all this to us. Bless our time together and bless all those who are listening so that we'll all come to the knowledge of what you are trying to tell us. We thank you, Lord, and we pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right. So that was the first one. Did you have something that you wanted to say before we get started about that, Dem?
Well, I was thinking that the people that are reading this and writing this down for the study guide
Yes.
might enjoy drawing a picture of this.
Yes.
This imagery that is written here, it would be fun to write the angel, what the angel looks like, and that a foot on the land and a foot on the sea, and the pillars of fire his legs, and the rainbow over his head, and the cloud. I wonder if the cloud was about, what that was about. Was that a fuzziness, or was it something,
Right.
it was just like the cloud? So I just thought it would be interesting for someone to take the time to just write this down, what they see.
Yes. Well, Tammy is an artist. You see all their beautiful artwork behind her. So we may have Tammy do that because I don't know if that's my specialty. But yeah, anyway, I think it's a very good point. He's given us this beautiful visual. He's wanting us to visualize that. So yeah, sometimes some people are better at doing that in their heads than actually putting it on paper. But yeah, it's a
His
beautiful
face
picture.
was like the sun.
Yeah.
His face, it must have been brightness to it of some sort.
Yep. So here is the actual study guide that we've been working on. And so that's kind of what I was asking and the first question. This passage, I'm sure many of us have read it and didn't really, just like with all of Revelation, we didn't know what it was talking about. And now we've experienced it. And so when we get to the end of this chapter, you're going to be like, oh, I see it. That's why we're calling this chapter Red Pilled, because John was red pilled. This is what's happening with John. This is exactly what's happened with each of us. Write the possible significance of the symbolism in Revelation 10, 1. Okay, so what do you guys think? The mighty angel clothed with a cloud. What do you think maybe that could be?
Power. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking of John getting another revelation and how he must have been filled with expectations and kind of thinking, how do you see all of that stuff at the same time? But that's why it's such a miracle. He saw his legs on, So when I think of clouds, and again, I'm not an artist, but I was picturing it in my mind, the clouds. And I was thinking maybe it's like God's presence or his protection. We were just in an airplane and I was looking at all those puffy clouds and it's just an awe moment, So that's kind of what I think about it. I think of God's glory, his presence
Yes.
being, enveloped in his arms.
Right. And when you in the clouds, then you're above all the things of this earth. You're looking down on all these things, and you're up in this position of just being overseeing everything that's going on. So what were you thinking, Miss Tammy?
I was just saying, coming from a powerful position, letting us know, protection power at all. When I think of clouds, and that's how I usually answer now. Now that I think that's a position of power.
Right. In literary terms, that power, clouds, a lot of times does mean come in a position of power, like authority. So that's really good. All right. So then it also says this rainbow on his head, as it was saying here, Debbie read for us. He had a rainbow on his head. Thoughts on that?
And that's where I was thinking protection, because that rainbow is God's promise of protection and never to, well, come at us with the floods again. But it's still, to me, the rainbow is still always, protecting.
He was coming in truth, in power, in truth and power.
Amen. That's what those angels done to each one of us when he red pilled us. Like, whoa, that was more than more than we were ready for, and there was no way to stop it. His face was, as it were, the sun.
You can't turn away from it. You just want to see it. You want to embrace it.
And have that brightness. Instead of being in the dark. No more
Right,
in the
I put
dark.
sunlight of the spirit.
That's what this angel is doing, is bringing a lot of light, a whole lot of light, and feet as pillars of fire. What do you think about that?
I was thinking running like Mercury.
Like the FTD florist guy.
When I think of pillars, I think of power and stability, something that can't be shaken, it can't be
Oh,
moved.
I like that. Good point. Very good. A very good point. Very good. Like all that. Okay. So yeah, he's given us all this symbolism. This angel's gonna tell us some heavy truth, a lot of brightness, will bring a lot of light, and speedy. The FTD florist guy's speedy. He represents Mercury. Why does this angel have an open book? I'm gonna go back to this where he says, here. Uh-oh, I skipped the part. Okay, there we go. Verse 2. He had in his hand a little book opened. Why do y'all think he's got an open book? Interesting thought.
It's time to tell. He was told before to close the book, and now it's time to tell.
As a
Do
very
you
good point. Oh, you're
have
thinking
the book
about Daniel.
open?
Go ahead,
Go
Daniel.
ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying, do you ever hold the book opened in your place, and you're checking off the things that are happening you know, he may have been, this is the playbook that God has given for the end times and how they're going to lay out. And he's going, okay, here we are in the book. This is to check off. And he's referring to it. And now it's time for him to come and reveal to John what is going to be happening.
Yep. Yep. And I think, Tammy, you're talking about that section where Daniel would say, close the book and don't reveal it till the end. That's a very good point. I had not thought about that. That's a very good point. Seal up the vision. Somewhere. Do you know where that is in Daniel? Is it Daniel 9?
Probably.
Seal up the vision, something like that. So he had to close that book. It was not time to tell humanity, just like we've all of our lives, this has been going on around us and we didn't see it. The Lord had not, it was not time for us to see it. He had not revealed it to us. Very good point. Thank you, girls. That's awesome. Thank you so much. All right. So then it's, he has his foot. He has his foot on the sea, one foot on the sea and one foot on the land. And it says in another chapter, we're going to talk about really more about the beast of the sea and the beast of the land. As far as I'm sure many of you already know about the Admiralty Law and all of that. So I think there is some significance, no doubt, in that. Anybody have thoughts on why one foot is on the sea and one is on the land?
I was thinking like full authority over everything. So everything's going to be disclosed. And
I like that.
You know, nothing is going to be hidden. It's going to all be revealed.
Love that. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Very good. So yeah, the sea is a lot of times indicates humanity, mm-hmm. right? So revealing this to humanity and also revealing it to the earth, the free people, you know, everyone in the world is going to find out this truth. Mm. Yeah. Ready or not, here we go.
Here we go.
All right. So any ideas on why the angel did not sound a trumpet? Okay. So he cried with a loud voice like a lion. So the other ones are sounding a trumpet, but he is crying with a loud voice like a lion. Seven, and when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Thoughts on that?
I had a thought, but I don't know if this is right. But the trumpet is for, like the shofar, it's for everybody to hear. I mean, you cannot not hear it. But the lion's voice is talking. I mean, I think of the Lion of Judah. I think of, you know, that part. And the lion roareth for those of us that are really listening. And we're going to hear it in a different way. I don't know if that's right, but I was just thinking it's different than a trumpet.
That's true. That's a good point. Very personal. Mm-hmm. And they cry with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Mm-hmm.
I wondered if they were agreeing, if they were saying amen, amen, you know.
So, but you don't know what the seven thunders said, because it says in verse 4, the thunders uttered their voices. I was about to write, and I heard the voice from heaven saying, seal up those things. So there's still some things that we're not allowed to know.
Right.
Not yet. So, and this was what John was told this 2,000 years ago. But I think even at this point, there's some things that we still do not, and even said on the 17 board that there are some things that that won't be revealed because it would be just too hard. If you dig into them, you could find that out. All right. So the angel which I saw standing on the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and he swears by him that lives forever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. In other words, no more delay. So, you know, all these years, you know, we've been going along. We've been trying to fight this or trying to fight that, but we didn't really understand the big picture. We just didn't understand who we were dealing with. And we're dealing with Satan worshipers. You know, there's no other way to say it than to say it. These people are pure evil. And that was a
I realized that we can't fight this battle. We are just one little lady, you know, and we just can't do this. But I know that God is pleased with our obedience to stand up against these things.
Right.
But he knew that the time would be right, that he would come in power and he would be able to make this right.
Right. And also give us that kind of the pieces of the puzzle that we didn't have.
Yeah.
And understand the bigger picture. You know, because I think we were, you know, we were kind of just, they were laughing at us, how we're just buffeting the wind. We're just beating the wind and we're not really getting anywhere. So now clearly we are, because they are fighting against us. They realize that when we are fighting with this truth, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
That's really upsetting to them, which makes me very happy. All right. So what does the angel mean by there should be time no longer? But when the angel sounds, the mystery of God should be finished.
Because we heard the roar, but when we hear the trumpet, that's when we hear it. The mystery is going to be resolved.
Yep. All right.
I had put that there is coming a day and time when it's no longer going to exist, time as we know it. And so it's going to cease to exist. Finally, they will breathe their last breath and their days are numbered.
Oh.
Second part, the mystery of God should be finished. Finally, justice is coming.
Well, there you go. So you're thinking of that as time should be no longer for these creeps to run the thing.
Yeah.
I like that way of looking at it. I like that way a lot. Yeah. That there should be time no longer, not only, you know, no more delay in understanding, but no more delay in getting justice meted out on them.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
yeah of course I don't want to just know this stuff and not have justice. That's maddening too. All right, what was John told to do in verse 8? All right, go Tammy, read that verse 8 please.
Okay. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake to me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
All right.
Get the book.
Go get the book. Go get the book. And so, Debbie, tell what you were talking about before we started.
I was saying he was told to go get it, but he was obedient to go get it and to take it and eat it, that like he had been told to do. You know, we all have a choice. We can either listen and be obedient and do what we're asked to do. I mean, I remember the first time you red pilled me and I went, oh, I don't want to hear that. I can't handle it. And it was, too much. And it took me some time. Well, we don't have time anymore. It's time to, you know, get ready.
I'm no longer. Right.
We have to get on board. We have to get moving on this. And and I appreciate John's obedience here. I pray that we would be obedient to take our scroll or whatever part of this that God is having us do. You say all the time, whatever it is that you are meant to do in this battle, get off of the stop and go and get it done.
Yeah. And also just to research these things and have the courage to do that. Because it's tough sometimes to grapple with some of this difficult information. I asked someone, years ago, I said, well, if you knew that certain things were happening, you know, would you look into it or would you just leave it alone? And this person literally said they would just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. They would leave it alone. So it's beholden on those whom the Lord has called. It's beholden on us that we feel this compelling urge to research and to share. And that's why I'm so glad we're here on the Freedom Force Battalion, freedomforce.live. If you guys are new, go to freedomforce.live, find all our social media, find out how you can be a part of what we're doing, because we're getting this truth and we're getting it out there, you know, as best and fast as we possibly can. So this is what he's told him to go and do this. And this is what the Lord has told each one of us to do. And we're doing this on the daily by his grace. You know, that's what he told us to do. All right. So how have you experienced something like this? And of course, that's what we're talking about. Yes, we have. And so what did the angel tell John in verse 9? So the angel told, when he goes to the angel tells him something. Colleen, read that one.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Yes. So John said, give it to me. He says, that's your point of obedience, right, Debbie, that you were saying, yep. Give it to me. Yep. Mm-hmm. Give it to me. I'm going to eat it. He said to take it and eat it.
And it was going to make his sweet as honey in his mouth, but better, sour bitterness in his stomach. And, yeah. And, that's what happened to me. I was in grief for all of the things that I had previously understood or believed that I was right in understanding. And I went, oh my gosh, this is, look at these people, how they have been, you know, wrong.
Lying to us, right.
They've been lying to us all this time. And I've supported this person as president.
Yes, yes.
I think I was doing the right thing.
Yes, yeah, it's a bitter pill, yeah.
Made a bitter, bitter pill.
Right, exactly, right. Right. And it's in one sense, it's sweet going down that you're like, gobbling all this truth up and not realizing the implications of it are just so awful.
When I realized that they were fomenting both sides of the wars.
Yes.
When I realized that they were doing things to undercut us in our taxes and all of these things, that they were lying to us and they were not for our good.
Yes. Yes. And also, yeah, the youth have seen things they'll never be able to unsee from the videos that came out of Gaza. Mm. And it's so horrific. If you haven't been on TikTok and you haven't seen it, you need to see it, because it's what the youth have experienced. This is why they are going to say, we've got to stop the genocide. We have to. And I just had a friend I hadn't talked to in years and who has reached out to me and saying that, you know, that basically doing the talking points about some of this information about Israel and Gaza. And so I refuted that. I put back, I said, no, this is with the real truth. And it was basically irrefutable evidence of what I was explaining to her. And that was a kind of a tough thing for me to have to say, because I know I'm red pilling her on something that she's held near and dear into her heart. You know, and she supported these people who have been clearly, you know, who've taken the name in vain. They've taken the name of Jew in vain. And, you know, this is what the Lord says in his word, Revelation 3:9. It says there are some who say they are Jews, but they're not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. You know, it's a tough pill to swallow. It's a very tough pill to swallow. And a lot of patriots have not been able to swallow down that tough pill. It's bitter.
I have said to some people, because they've been taught that we must support Israel. We must support, be on the side of Israel. And to be on the side of God, you have to be on the side of Israel. And I said, well, consider that this is not about a piece of land, that this is us, that we are Israel. We are the true believers in the faith of Abraham. Right. And that we are Israel because we believe in the Lord God and what he is doing. And it's been a hard, that's one hard way to get a red pill to people to think.
Oh, it's hard, yeah.
To think about, it's not just about that piece of land and that particular leader over there.
Right, right, right. And so, yeah, and someone said, oh, well, the Palestinians should have picked better leaders. Well, I said, we're in the same situation. Mm-hmm. We're in the same situation here. We've had people hijack our government just like they have there. Mm-hmm. So thank goodness we're not being bombed and starved. But it clearly happen here, because these people have no compunction about this. If someone is literally, as Jesus said, they worship Satan, they are they're of the synagogue of Satan, they'll clearly have no compunction about killing anyone anytime. So that's a tough pill. And this is basically what we're saying here, that the angel said, it's going to make your belly bitter, you know, but you know, if you leave it alone. I was thinking about that this morning. I don't know what I was, something I was thinking about. I was like, oh, you know, it'd be better just to not know. Because I know the bitterness and the anguish of soul. As Solomon said, a little knowledge, just it's so much striving. Can someone quote what Solomon said? It's just this knowledge. It's a heartbreaking thing to have all this knowledge. So it's going to make your belly bitter. So I took the little book out of the angel's hand. I ate it, and it was in my mouth, sweet as honey. And as soon as I'd eaten it, my belly was bitter, just like you said, just like the Matrix movie says, you take that red pill, it's going to, you know, you can't go back. You can't unsee, you can't unlearn, you can't unhear all that. And he said to me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. What does he mean by that? We're to prophesy.
Get up. Let's get busy.
Right. And that's our point. That's what we do. Yeah. That's what we do. Tammy and Colleen are two on the front lines of making sure that whatever posts I put out there, they get them out onto the social media, on Truth Social and Getter and wherever it has to be. And so it's just so, so helpful because it's helping to spread this truth. We're prophesying before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. And what's so great is that everybody on the Freedom Force Battalion is working hard to try to get this out there on the daily, which is so, so wonderful, us working together. We couldn't do it. None of us could do it by ourselves, but together we can do amazing things. The Lord Jesus said that we'll be able to do, you know, greater things than he had done, we'll be able to do. And mm-hmm. I think it's because, you know, he saw forward to the social media and us being able to share this information worldwide, just with a click of a button. It's amazing. We have, as it says, this was the assignment given to John. Verse 12, question number 12. That was the assignment given to him. And that's the same assignment we have been given. And that's what we're doing. I've got a verse, question 14. What is the word we use to describe what happened to John?
Red pill.
Red pill.
That's what, I'm sure John would not have known what red pill was back in the day. But that's what this chapter is. That's why we call this chapter Red Pilled. Mm-hmm. There you go. That makes so much sense.
It does.
So much sense now. Yeah. We were talking before we came on on the video today, guys, that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, have you ever seen those shows that show a magic trick and you see how they really did it in the background? You're like, well, that wasn't hard. I think of each of our chapters of the study guide, it's kind of like that. You're like, oh, that chapter, that makes perfectly good sense. So I'm so glad that you were here and you got to watch this one. If you haven't seen the other ones, you definitely need to go on and watch the others, because you'll see that Revelation, it's revealed. We now understand it. But next time we get together, we're going to be doing the witnesses, the two witnesses. That one is a little more complicated, and just buckle up, get ready. But it's, once we get finished, we put all the pieces of the puzzle together. You're like, I got it now, right? It's going to happen every time and you're going to love it. You're going to be so happy. And so definitely share this truth. A lot of people are scared to pieces. They think the world's coming to an end. They think the beast is going to take over the world. They think that it's going to blow up. The Lord's going to indiscriminately destroy humanity. He's not doing that. He's not doing that. He's not doing that. And they say, oh, people are going to have to escape. That's not what's happening. We're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth, health and wealth and joy that eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Right, girls?
Right.
So, all right. All right. Tammy, would you pray for us before we go?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just love you. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for who you are and all you do for us. We thank you for this time together. We just ask that each person that hears this message today, if they aren't already awake, that you awaken a little peace in their heart and soul so that they begin to maybe question more, search more, seek more. All paths lead to you in truth. We just ask that you be with each person here today as we go through our week. And through to the next study, we love you. We praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. All right, girls and boys. Love you guys. Did you have fun?
You did.
All right. Well, good deal. And I will talk to you guys later.
Later.